This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All this talk about lockdowns and having gone through a lockdown for the first time in my adult life, sounded like Michelle Obama. It made me wonder about lockdowns. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. And I was wondering, do we own anything if we can be locked down? I mean, you don't really own yourself if somebody can say, you better stay in that house. Don't you dare come out of that house. I watch these cop shows and like a dude will go in somewhere. This is an actual show. I watched it. Guy walks into the barber shop, sees another guy, turns around and walked out. The dude in the chair went, I know that guy. He's in a rival gang. He knows that guy is going to get reinforcements. And when he walks out, there's going to be some fireworks. And that's exactly what happened. How would you feel if you went into a store, you see somebody that you know is after you, and you know, I can't come out. I saw a similar story. Kid went to the library. Studious black kid wanted to make his neighborhood better. And some other kids couldn't stand him. They waited for him to come out of the library, and they shot him to death. Black on black crime. Silly stuff. But these kids were on lockdown. The only way for that kid to survive that was to call the cops and say, there are some kids out here with guns that are threatening to kill me. That's the environment this kid lives in. Total lockdown. There are neighborhoods in America that are suffering from a pseudo lockdown similar to what we're going through, except they go through it every single day. You know where they are? They live in Democrat enclaves, cities controlled by Democrats, prisoners of their own making. Yes, and so were we. I tell you, you either were you self-enslaved or you self-imprisoned. If you didn't go out, if you didn't thwart this stupid lockdown order. Democrats often talk of science when they want something. For example, the global climate change scam. It's a farce. The same with this Chinese Wuhan virus. I will tell you what I call it because you need to call it the same thing. The Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020. That is what we've been through. All of these are science experiments, and they have a few things in common. See, what the Democrats are so easy to predict. First of all, what do all these things have in common when it is put upon the masses? It will save mankind. If we don't act, for example, in the global climate scam, then we're all doomed. Now, that scam has run for decades. Multiple, here's the magic word, folks, pay attention, models that have predicted the world's demise. And yet, here we are. You're listening to my voice while supposedly the sea coast was the ocean coastline was going to rise 2 feet and everybody would be gone and we were going to lose X percentage of the land mass and nobody would know what Hawaii was. It would be the new Atlantis and on and on. So whether it's global cooling or we were going to freeze to death and a number of models that predicted we would be gone by the year 2000, polar bears would be gone and blah, blah, blah. And all of it is still here. But they always tell you it will save mankind. And more recently, the Democrats yelled that the sky was falling with the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. Millions of us were supposed to die. Not worldwide. Millions in America were supposed to die. What was the outcome? Fewer deaths than a seasonal flu. School is out. And there, I don't think there are 1,000 kids that have died from this disease. More kids have died from every other ailment. I mean, even crazy things like heart disease or strokes than have died from the Chinese Wuhan. Now, y'all can check the numbers. I don't know if that's official. But my point is this. It's not a disease that's killing kids. So why is school out? Huh. Why are you the teacher of your own kids? You are teaching your kids and paying your own taxes, and you don't think you're a slave. Negro, please. Less deaths than the seasonal flu, and the squirreliest circumstances surrounding the origins of this flu, or I should say the baddiest, and the zeal to call this non-pandemic a pandemic. And what did the Democrats tout through all of this? The science. They told Donald Trump, you need to believe the science, man. You need, Donald Trump is dealing with this. He's not paying attention to the science. They said the same thing with the global climate change. You need to look at the science. The science that was rigged. Not a model that they rolled out for the Chinese Wuhan has been correct. Not a model that they rolled out for the science around global climate farce has been correct. And yet, Democrats tell you, you need to believe the science. Yeah. Democrats really like to experiment with society, and they excel at this science, and I use my finger quotes, of social experimentation. Their attempt to influence people to save ourselves by paying outrageous money for clean air. Yeah. Clean air that is available all over the world, and somebody gets filthy, stinking rich from it. And the same is true of this Chinese Wuhan virus. People are getting filthy, stinking rich from this so-called pandemic, this virus. Yep. So it begged the question for me is, do you feel owned? How low must you feel about yourself if you feel owned? Because, in effect, what the government is telling you is that we own you. When we tell you something is a pandemic or whatever, and we start using the word science, you better back down, stay in your house. I don't care if you can't feed your kids. I don't care if your business fails. That is not my responsibility. You can do it all over again. Who do you think's willing to do that? Who's really willing to go, man, okay, shoot, I had this business. It was thriving, but now it's all gone. I'll just roll up my bootstrap, you know, put on my boots and go back to doing it again. How many people do that? Let me tell you who. Let me save you some frustration. You and I do it. Leftists give up. They don't. They're, oh, man, I can't do it. We will do it again and again. And you know what? The government thrives on us doing it again and again. We got a lot to talk about, but I was thinking about something that happened a while back where people, these NBA players, thought they were owned. And it got me thinking about, are we all?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What do you actually own, property-wise? Can it be seized? Can it be taken? Do you own your kids? Harvard came out recently, a couple of professors, and said, just because you're homeschooling your kids doesn't mean you get to undo all the indoctrination we've done. Don't you dare think you own your children. Now, I don't think of owning my kids. You know, I have four sons. I don't think of owning them. I think of, if as far as who's responsible for them, it's me, not the government. Government doesn't jump in front of a bullet for your kids. Government isn't going to beat down somebody that's, you know, slaps your kid. Government's not going to train your kid. Oh, Kevin, we send them to school. If you think that you've trained you're educating your kid when you send them to school, shame on you. Your kid is educated when they go to school. School augments that education in certain areas. It says, okay, I'll put it to you this way. And you tell me if I'm wrong, all right? Who taught your child how to read? You or the school? Because I can tell you this with 1,000% certainty. I taught every one of my sons how to read. School reinforced it. But I'll even go a step further. Not only did I teach them how to read, I taught them how to read for comprehension. I worked on their vocabularies. I taught them how to write. Not just today I woke up and then I had to get the boogers out of my nose. I'm talking about be able to write, to be able to express thought, where people go, that's interesting. Now, the school helped. Not going to tell you anything any different, but I did. I've said this to many a quote educator. I've said to many of them, I bring my kid to your school ready to learn. This kid knows what you're ready to teach and is ready to go to the next level. Your job is to get them to the next level. I have them ready for you. That's what a good parent does. But Harvard says, who are you? Who are you to interfere with what we want for your child? Who are you homeschoolers out there that think you can teach these kids more? You're the one making these crazy kids. And I'll tell you, I can't lie. There are some people that homeschool their kids who are absolutely atrocious. These kids learn nothing. I know this from a very personal level. I won't get into any more detail, but I do know this firsthand. Kids can be poorly homeschooled, but I know so many homeschoolers who do a fantastic job, and I will put them up against any teacher, any. You want to know why? Because they only have one or two students that they're dealing with, maybe three. Okay, let's say four. How many does the average public school or even private school teacher deal with in a class? 12? It's going to be 300 to 400% more kids that they deal with at the best case. But Harvard goes, you don't own your kids. So my question to you is, do you own anything? The government seems to think you don't. The government seems to want to tell you, you don't even own your money. You send your money to us, we'll determine how much you get back. You own nothing. They forced busing on students because they said, this is going to make better, you know, students out of you. So they took kids out of white schools and forced them into bad schools with black kids for their social engineering experience. I'm sure they've got to work. You know, there was some science behind it. As I said, the leftists always like to use science. The science would prove that if black kids see more white kids in the suburbs and go to their schools, then things will be different. I don't think black kids needed to see that. We got TV. We know how white people live. I used to watch Dynasty. Then the government forces medical insurance on you and tells you it's going to be great because it'll insure everybody. And we took it. I mean, we fought. We didn't want Obamacare. We knew exactly what was the deal was with Obamacare. But the government didn't care. So you don't own your health care. You don't own the ability to say, I don't want that. I want my own. I want to be able to do that. No, you can't. And now they're even talking about taking that away from you. Single payer. Then they want to force masks on you. There's even talk of them forcing you to get screened for COVID-19. As if that's going to be the only one. What about COVID-20? COVID-21, COVID-25, COVID-313. You're going to get forced to get screened for that? Even after you survived all the others? Force mask. Got to wear them. You come into a government building, you got to do it. They search you going into a government building. Every government building, you get searched. You got to go through security through metal detectors. Why? Because conservatives are bad people? No, because leftists are bad people. And should they be able to do that? You don't have to go through a metal detector in schools. They don't mind if a school gets shot up so they can publicize that. But you won't hear about a government building getting shot up because they got lots of security. Lots. And they force you to go through it. You, the tax-paying citizen, the boss, you have to go through security. Most of them don't. Force you to wear a mask, force you into quarantine, force you for a lockdown, and they want you to believe you're free. And I ask a question, are you free? And it came up because these NBA ball players are talking about, here's what they said. In early June, the LA Clippers listed their owner, Steve Ballmer, as chairman rather than owner. in the 2018, although prior to that, he had been listed as an owner. TMZ added, this burgeoning movement to ban the term was given the added impetus by Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors in late 2018 when he appeared on the LeBron James' show, The Shop. On the show, comedian Jon Stewart stated, the fact that they still call people with those terms owners, when does that change, he added. When your product is purely the labor of people, then owner sounds like something that is of a feudal nature. Green responded, you shouldn't say owner. Stewart, I agree. Green then asserted, CEO chairman, but when you think of a basketball team, like nobody don't think of effing Golden State Warriors, and like that of a dang bridge. Like they think of the players that make the team. So his contention is, it isn't about the owners, it's about me, us, we the players. We're the reasons that all this stuff is happening. What are you talking about? They're not the owners. We are. So I do like that the guy is starting to wake up a little bit. He's starting to realize, you know what? You're a product, but you're not owned. I know, a revelation by a leftist, obvious leftist. No, you're not owned. Nobody owns you. Nor should they. Let me put it this way. What if Draymond Green, if they said to him, which they now have collective bargaining and free agency, but if they said, you're going to stay on the Clippers your entire career. Once we draft you, you're ours, which it used to be that way. That was the impetus of free agency. That's what engendered free agency, is to say, why I get drafted and this is where I have to stay? Why can't I bargain and go somewhere else? I mean, there's more money if I play good. These other teams like me. There you go. Anyway, just got me thinking. Think about how you're not in a mindset of a slave. Think in the mindset of an owner.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's very happy for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn as the Justice Department moves to drop his criminal case. The president also telling Fox News,
most people knew it from the beginning, and they knew it was just a total hoax. It was a made-up story. a disgrace to our nation, made it impossible for us to deal with other countries, including Russia.
President Trump also saying during that interview that he'll help Joe Biden's campaign get access to COVID-19 tests.
Yes, 100%. I'd love to see him get out of the basement so he can speak, because, you know, he's locked in a basement somewhere, and every time he talks, it's like a good thing.
And a private funeral mass and burial service are taking place in Miami for legendary Dolphins coach Don Shula. You're listening to USA Radio News. The governor's April jobs report is as grim as most were expecting. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%, the job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Beauty salons in states are beginning to open as states slowly and safely begin to reopen parts of their economy. In San Antonio, Texas, Susanna Carbol says she can't wait to get back to work and cut folks' hair.
I know my guy clients, they're like, oh my gosh, my hair's never been this long before. So it's going to be good before and after pictures, that's for sure.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Durham has kind of shown some cards, and the cards that he has shown has people, I'm telling you, there are media people, there are people like Comey and others in Washington, despite their public appearances here, are quaking over what is going to be found.
Wow, that guy sounds a lot like me. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Of course, that was the great, venerable Rush Limbaugh saying what I said, which is the Democrats can put on whatever face they want publicly, but we know what's going on behind the scenes. Because I know if I were them, I would be scared to death. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. They have every reason to be. Every reason to be scared. The White House is now going on offense. They're no longer waiting for the news to set the narrative. Now you got Congressman Slimy, Congressman Adam Schiff, who is finally going to have to reckon with all of the things that he's done. The data that will come out, I'm going to make you a prediction right now, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Adam Schiff is in the biggest trouble of his political life. This is going to cost him his job.
Oh, I know, Kevin. Democrats don't lose their job. What are you talking about, man? You're losing it.
No, I'm not. Adam Schiff. Ooh, the stuff this man did to try to get Trump, he was assured. He was assured. And let me tell you, his personality, while he's very methodical in some way, Schiff is one of these guys that says, you know, in this way, I'm going to throw caution to the wind. I'm going to go ahead and bet on the horse. Most of the other stuff, he's slick. No emails, burner phones, you know, fake this accounts, working through intermediaries, etc. Intermediaries. But he, for the most part, there are times when he says, you know, we got him. I'm going to go for it. And he goes for it, and he's never won one. Not one. Ofer. That should be his middle name. Ofer. Director, Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell told the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff that transcripts from the panel's Russia probe are cleared for public release as House Republicans demand access to the materials. He cleared them. And Schiff is now scared to death. That Limbaugh could have said this a year ago and it would have been valid. I said it over a year ago. I said the data that comes out of this investigation will send shockwaves that last decades. And I told you, I'm not making one of these Carvel predictions that, well, you know, we elected Barack Obama going to make people vote Democrat for 200 years. I'm not going to make that kind of prediction, but I'm going to tell you this. The shockwave that is going to come to the Democratic Party will blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. Adam Schiff has done. He has been the most unscrupulous person who has been trying to get Donald Trump no matter what. And here, more recently, this guy is blamed at what at the time was 50,000 deaths. That probably more than 10,000 people have actually died from Chinese Wuhan. But he blamed 50,000 deaths on Donald Trump. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. If Barack Obama were president, I would not blame a single Chinese Wuhan death on him had he acted in the same manner as Trump. Now, you can argue, well, let's say Barack Obama acted 2 weeks later. You could say, well, it would have been better for him to cut cut people off 2 weeks before, and that might have cost lives. But I wouldn't put a number on that. There's no way to gauge that. But Donald Trump did it before anybody ever died. Before there was a case in the United States. How much sooner could he have done it? But Schiff is blaming Trump. That tells you all you need to know. So why are they afraid? Well, Mike Flynn's a perfect example. You get a little bit more information. You peel back the onion, and you know what you find? More onion. You find out that the Democrats are crooked. That's what they are. They were setting this man up. And it was so bad that the guy who was in the meeting goes, look, I don't understand what you're trying to do here. It looks to me like you're trying to set this dude up. Because that's exactly what they were trying to do. If Schiff were really looking for the truth, he wouldn't be holding secret meetings and eliminating witnesses' testimony. And that's what he did. Grinnell, who I absolutely love, Richard Grinnell. I have had the pleasure of meeting this man on a couple of occasions, and he is nothing but the consummate professional. Well, he said 53 interviews, transcripts of 53 interviews, 6,000 pages related to the foreign intelligence of the 2016 election can be released. And knowing what we know about crooked former FBI Director James Comey and his crew, you got to wonder, what has Schiff been holding back? What is it that he doesn't want us to see? I wonder it. Says, as of today, the interagency review of the remaining 10 transcripts have been completed as well. Pursuant to your guidance, these transcripts have not been shared with the White House. I love that part. Pursuant to your guidance, we didn't share this with the White House. They haven't seen it. We're still going to give them out. You can produce them. You can put them out there. He says, in the interest of transparency and accountability, I urge you to honor your previous public statements and your committee's unanimous vote on this matter to release all cleared 53 transcripts to the members of Congress and the American people as soon as possible. He added that he was willing to release the transcripts directly from the office of the Director of National Intelligence, his office, is to ensure we comply with the unanimous bipartisan vote to release the transcripts. Whoa! Shot over the bow. Shoo! Incoming. What Grinnell is saying is, you wanted this released, you got it. You promised it, and if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. And oh, by the way, you're going to find out. The public and everybody's going to find out why you didn't want the White House to see him. And you better know Adam Schiff is shaking in his baby seal line leather boots. Wow. In a related matter, Schiff hid other evidence. He performed magic witness tampering when he was trying to impeach the president. And this is what happened at the time. Town Hall noted this. While presenting the Democrats' case for impeachment on the Senate floor, lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff kept referencing 17 witnesses who testified during the White House impeachment inquiry. But there were 18 of them. Schiff and the Democrats are refusing to release the testimony of Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson. And according to Republicans who were present during Atkinson's closed-door testimony, the reason the transcript hasn't been released is because it proves both the whistleblower and House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff did not tell the truth about their contact with each other. See, Adam Schiff is a scoundrel. He's a skank.
Do you see the pattern here? Schiff withholds exculpatory evidence related to Russian collusion, claimed at one point, folks, that he had proof that Donald Trump colluded with Russia, and yet we sit here with Bupkis. And now we find out Comey and team knew that Flynn was, that wasn't going to fly. We learn that they slipped in, oh, we're not going to do anything with these Russians that we indicted. All this was ballyhooed when it came out. Michael Flynn, he's going to prison. These Russians, Flynn, Mueller has now tied this whole investigation to these 13 Russians. And the Russians said, you know what, we're going to sue you. And they sued. And suddenly the Justice Department, the criminal Justice Department run by Obama goes, not that big of a deal. They never thought these Russians would sue. So now their claim is, well, they're never going to come to America, so we're just going to drop the case. It was a real, under the cover, just, let's just let this go. We're going to drop the case against them. No big deal. Nobody will ever know. Yep. This time, Ukraine whistleblower, the infamous whistleblower. So, Maria Bartiromo had interviewed John Ratcliffe, the Republican out of Texas, about the 18th transcript that the Democrats refused to release. And Ratcliffe said that it's damaging to Schiff and the whistleblower. He says, House managers kept putting up charts talking about 17 witnesses, but there were 18. I was there. It's the one transcript out of 18 that hasn't been released. 179-page transcript. The one that talks about Schiff and the whistleblower. Folks, do you think these people are going to get away with this? Let me tell you something. Schiff and team hope that Joe Biden and Tara Reid stays in the news for the next few months, if not forever, until Biden loses and it comes back again. Ratcliffe said, now, everybody knows by now that Schiff was not truthful about his contacts with the whistleblower. What they don't know, and what's in that transcript, is that the whistleblower wasn't truthful about his contacts with Adam Schiff. They're just liars. They have one thing they want to do, and that's get Donald Trump. He's withholding exculpatory evidence, but you're about to find out what it is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, too much in the news to discuss, and too much, when you look back, too much that we don't get to cover. You know, you got to know what's not being discussed. Jussie Smollett. What's up with Juicy Smollett, right? Where's he at? The guy who faked a crime against himself and tried to blame us. People that support the president. Michael Avenatti, he got out of prison because of coronavirus. Is he back in? Is he going back? I don't know. I'm curious. Stormy Daniels. I saw a movie. It was on Showtime, and it was Stormy Daniels. It was some porn thing. But it wasn't in the porn part. I mean, it was like it was presented like a regular film, and I looked at it. It was like Stormy Daniels, la, 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 and I clicked on it to get the... You know, what's the scoop on it? Of course, it was porn. It hadn't started. It was because I don't want you guys thinking I'm watching it, because I didn't watch it. I wouldn't watch anything with Stormy Daniels, but I did want to see what it was about. It was, you know, stupid porn something. What about her? Blasey Ford. We heard anything from Blasey Ford. Anybody going to do a follow-up with her? Don't wait. Don't hold your breath on that. Because, let me tell you, the Democrats want to forget she ever happened. North Korea's been in the news because of Kim Jong-un. I said, I don't know that Kim Jong-un's really well. Could be a body double. Now I saw an article recently that said they think it could be a body double. Maybe the dude died. For real. Who knows? Who's going to take over for him? If that Trump's taxes. Another thing in the news that's not in the news. Because there's nothing to see. Talked about that the other day. Everybody was hot and heavy for all this stuff. Hot and heavy for the bimbos that knew more about Donald Trump. But as soon as something happens, boom, they're gone. Whatever happened to the bimbos? I mean, I have a genuine curiosity for this stuff. And then there's news that is more, you know, it's happening now that we don't get to. I'll give you an example. Women's soccer is in the news. There's an article that says there's been a long fight for the U.S. women's national soccer team, who in March of last year filed a class action lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. They wanted equal pay to the men's team. And they say the women have overwhelming public support for equal pay. They're a more successful team than the men's. The men's team even said, we support paying them equally. But the United States Soccer Federation and now the women's team have received its first big setback. U.S. District Judge Gary Klausner rejected part of their lawsuit, saying that the players, quote, have not demonstrated a triable issue that the WNT payers are paid less than the men's team, the men's players. He says the differences in pay between the two teams have been because of choices the women and their union made, not based on discrimination. This despite the fact, they write, that the USSF up and said in their response to the lawsuit, I don't know who wrote this, but it's probably somebody black, because you don't up and say something, but the job of the men's national team player requires a higher level of skill based on speed and strength than does that of the WNT. Now, I don't want to belabor because I want to cover quite a bit of news this segment, but here's what I will tell you. You're not going to get a lot of women's teams making this argument. For example, the WNBA. I would love to see the WNBA say, we want the same amount of money as the men. And you know why you're not going to get it? Because only a fool would believe that anybody gives a crap about women's basketball as compared to men's basketball. I'm not saying the guys that have daughters, you know, or girlfriends that play ball and want to watch them, yeah, they exist. But you know what? The market tells you what's at play here. There is nothing discriminatory against women's basketball except the fact that nobody wants to watch it. There are as many women in America as there are men, okay? Women, go support the WNBA. Isn't that where we vote? We vote with our pocketbooks? Go support them. I will guarantee you women's soccer does not gather the audiences of men's soccer. I can also pretty much guarantee you that there are very few women who could make a men's soccer team. Because, as the guys put it, strength and speed. So, this specious argument, oh, we're discriminated against, this should be equal pay because we do the same thing. No, it isn't. It isn't. If you choose a career and, you know, again, it would be like a transsexual male going to play women's soccer and then being mad that he's not getting paid, she is not getting paid what men get paid. Go do it in the men's league. There's a reason why people know who won the 100-meter dash for men, and they don't know who in the heck won the 100-meter dash for women. There's a reason why the 100-meter dash time for a woman is so slow in comparison to men. Nobody needs to know. She ain't the fastest person on the planet. Not even close. Oh, but Kevin, she can outrun a lot of guys. Okay, great. But phenomenal. Fastest woman in the world is an amazing athlete. For a woman. And that's not being sexist. That's being realist. I loved, what was her name? She died. Florence Griffith Joyner. Fastest woman in the world. I knew who she was at that time. Thought she was hot. But you know what? She's nothing compared to Usain Bolt. Never would have been. Never was going to be. Whether she lived or died. So, yeah. Go ahead. Bring it up, women. You're being so beat down. Woo! Here's another story. I love this story. Frontier scrapped their $39 they were going to charge for a social distancing fee. So in other words, you book your ticket on Frontier. It's a cheap airline. And they get you any way they can. And they were going to try to squeeze in something that said, hey, if you want to be safe during your flight from coronavirus, you can pay an additional $39 and we'll separate you from the horde. You know, those who might have it, who probably don't. And you will probably not get it. But hey, if we can make another $40 off of you, we will. And then they decided against it. Yeah, wonder what sanity kicked in for that move. Well, good for you. Smart move to decide against idiocy. This is what I can't stand about this stupid... You know, I'm so sick of coronavirus. We're going out the extra mile. We do this. Our people don't touch this. You have people that install carpet going, we will levitate above your carpet. Our installers never hand touch your carpet or your flooring or your refrigerator or your cabinets. How are we going to get stuff done? Social distancing, new rules and norms. $39 they wanted to charge for that. It's insane. Here's another story. Hospital charges a family for a tragedy. So a pregnant woman gets lured into a purchase from Facebook Marketplace. A woman cut the victim's baby out of her stomach and then later put the baby in a trash can. They find the child, take him to the hospital, try to save his life, but the baby dies. The father of the child receives a bill from the hospital for over $300,000. And I say to you, that is Obamacare. Now, You can stew on the tragedy of this, but here's what I'll tell you. If the woman who lost this baby, who was killed in this tragedy, was an illegal, AOC and others would be decrying America. How dare they do this to her? And of course, they would arrange for the father to sue the United States, to sue the hospital, and get his $10 million settlement. That's how crazy things have become here. Unbelievable. What else we got? Is an Obama recap when we're going to do something like that? Oh, yeah, this is interesting. It's only interesting because of just the things that the Obama administration has done that'll come to light soon. I love remembering these things because, you know, Obama says he never had anything happen during his administration. So Benghazi, that didn't happen. Four people died on his watch. So what? Worked for the State Department. Hadn't happened in decades. So what? Four people died. Two Navy SEALs. Two scuttered embassies. Who cares? IRS abuse of conservatives. Fast and Furious. Spygate. Going to be the biggest scandal in American history. Cash to Iran. To Iran terror regime. Arms to jihadis in Syria, Solyndra, keep your doctor. Unbelievable. The apology tour he went on. Yikes. Just remember all this stuff. Keep up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.